one up. It's 1 o'clock in New York City. Stay tuned for The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille.
This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind here on WBAI 99.5 FM on your dial. Bringing you ideas, concepts, and guests to help you lead a more positively minded life. Special day today, 2 hour program, 1 to 3 o'clock. We need 2 hours. I've got Bernie Starr in the studio with me. Hi, Bernie.
Oh, hi, Armand. It's great to be here with you and the WBAI audience on this very important day.
Good day. Good day today, boy. I tell you, Bernie's putting together some interviews. I'm going to be taking a short trip, and Bernie's putting together some interviews with really special folks that he'll be presenting in my absence from day to day. Okay, so listen, today I want to talk about human emotions. Human emotions, such a confusing thing. What is that, all that noise all about? What is that passion about? What is that love and fear and all those things that people feel, emotion? The word emotion means to emote. Is that different than feeling, which is to feel? Is it because you emote that it's called an emotion? Is it because it comes outside of you? No, you could have emotions without emoting, right? You could have emotions with no emoting. You could have buried emotions. You could be feeling fear, pain, depression, all that stuff. Joy, love. Human emotions are kind of a wonderful thing. Some people have called it is the color on the palette. Because without it, we would be nothing but machines. The study of emotions and their impact on humans has been around for thousands of years. What's changed over the years has been the approach to the investigation of them. For many years, the researchers in psychology focused on what seemed to be rational and what could be directly observed through physiology. So they looked at emotions and they considered, like, the emotions got in the way. The emotions were neglected because they were kind of looking at what the reaction was inside the body. The role of emotion in how we think was not well understood. And in fact, many researchers saw emotions as kind of a deterrent to people's rational thinking. Is that true? Do you think emotions overtake rationality? Well, you know who's going to say yes? The rational people. The rational guys who can't handle emotions, who can't stand to see them, they don't know how to handle them. You know, boxers have secrets, Bernie. You know, they say, if I could get the other guy really mad at me, I'll win the fight. That one of the worst things you could do is have an angry opponent, because anger will make the guy strike out badly.
Yes, and that's true of sports in general. When I was an intercollegiate fencer, the coach always used to emphasize that, get the other guy angry and you're likely to win.
Just to get him angry, because he's going to strike out wildly.
Yes.
Right? Is that what happens? Same in all sports. You know, in sports, you don't want angry, you want thinking people. But angry kind of rules you. And there's, for so many people, anger rules them. Do we get carried away? So today we want to look at emotions. Now what happened, it appears that emotional responses are in some way automatic and physiological. In the last two decades, there's been an increasing focus on the importance of the psychology as well as the physiology of our responses. So psychology, the word psychology means the ology of your psyche. Where did the word psychology come from? The psyche, the mind, right?
Yes, yes, absolutely. Also, Armand, I think that it's important to note that emotions are one of the primary ways that we know that we're here, that we're real, and that we're alive. And there's nothing that feels more like me than my emotions. And the more intense those emotions, the stronger the feeling of my presence and the feeling of me. And, of course, that introduces a lot of pluses, but there's minuses there, too, with intense emotions.
Benedict de Spinoza, in the 17th century, described emotions as bodily changes that result in the amplification or attenuation of action and as processes that can facilitate or impede action. For Spinoza, emotion also included the ideas of mental representations of the bodily changes in emotion. So now there becomes a thought. When people are asked what they feel, very often they will report what they think. What do you feel? I feel like going out. What do you feel? I feel like I've been cheated. And they're not talking about really the emotions, but they're talking about a combination of thoughts and emotions. And it gets very confusing. Thoughts, emotions, presence. What is it? So then your mate wants to talk to you about what she or he feels. And you don't know what you're talking to. You don't know who you're talking to. Because one thing we know for sure, when the emotion becomes intense, and by intense I mean where it makes the person almost non-functional, then we know there's more to it than just a feeling. There's something else going on. So today we're going to try to feel it. Let's talk about the subjective feeling. The subjective feeling is how the individual interprets what they're feeling at any point. This is their interpersonal experience. How one individual interprets being in love will often be different to the next person's subjective experience of being in love. Ask yourself, what is being in love like? Okay, I'm going to ask you, the audience, you, the people here in the studio. Being in love, what is being in love like? Well, what's my experience of being in love? What's your experience of being in love? Jana, who's in the studio with us today. Hi, Jana.
Hi, Armand.
Thanks for being here, as you are during all the fun drives.
Thanks for having me.
The experience of being in love. Okay, I'm going to go back because you're married, so therefore you don't know what it is. I'm only kidding. Let's go back in time when you were young. Being in love, what did it feel like when you were like 20?
Excitement.
Yeah.
A rush of energy, connection.
Good. Keep going. Alive, right?
Abandonment, alive, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's this wild, wonderful opportunity to kind of go outside yourself. Good, Bernie.
Well, it could be many things. Surely there's an emotional side to it, but there can also be an intellectual side to it. Some people say they're in love because they have a certain concept or idea about another person that fits with their idea.
Did you have that when you were in love? Did you feel like, instead of people we're talking about, is that the way you were in love?
Well, I think it was a combination of both.
Of both visceral kind of feelings?
Visceral and at the same time
intellectual.
Ideas that you have about what you want, how you perceive the other
person.
See,
now those aren't emotional things, those are thoughts.
But it can trigger emotions. I mean, if you feel
that becomes the big question. Mm-hmm. And that's great. Thank you. Do thoughts trigger emotions? Or do emotions trigger thoughts? And now comes this latest study of emotions, just to confuse you poor people. The latest study is that by doing intricate studies of the neurotransmitters and the hormones, we find that you could practically map estrogen and emotions, and we can find serotonin and the way it feels and how a person feels. And we learn things like if a man and a woman have different serotonin levels, and men tend to hold on to their serotonin and replenish it quickly. If it loses, women, when they lose their serotonin, it's harder to replenish. And so women are always looking to replenish serotonin. That's why people take antidepressants, because they help you replace serotonin. So serotonin is a big thing when it comes to depression and feeling sad and down. So the question becomes, one of the things they found out, I mean, this is how fishy and funny this is, They found out that when a person, when a woman sits and talks to anyone for 22 minutes, it raises her serotonin by talking, the actual process of moving her mouth and having words come out with anyone raises serotonin. So now a husband sits and he wonders, what's she doing on the phone, talking to her friends all this time? Well, she was talking to her friends about this deep, important stuff, but it really didn't matter. What was happening is she was replenishing her serotonin. Why do people go get their nails done by some stranger who they talk to? Takes 20 minutes to get your nails done, coincidentally. Why do you talk to your hairdresser? Because you need to talk. You always feel better after going to your hairdresser. This is Armand DeMille. So we learn that people feel better when you raise the serotonin, and now the question becomes, but wait a minute. What were you feeling that you changed when you talked to the person doing your nails? Was the conversation so good that you got to feel better and you could just get wacky?
Also, Armand, when those hormones flow, it colors what you think and feel. So that if the serotonin is flowing and you're feeling great and you're feeling happy, you may have very intense, powerful feelings about the people around you. In some cases, it may be justified. In other cases, not.
Yeah, for sure. So there we are, slaves to our chemistry. Me too, you know? I mean, give me enough adrenaline and boom, I'll do a radio show. You know, but give me too little adrenaline and I want to go to sleep. You know, my testosterone affects me. Everything kind of affects me. And I, as a man, feel it, but I...
And it will also affect how you feel about the people who you're around you.
Absolutely. All you have to do is get nervous. And if you get nervous and you start getting nervous, you may react to people in a way as if they're the enemy, as if in an antagonistic way. Well, that's kind of what we're talking about today, my friends, because I think it is very, very difficult for people to understand human emotions. And I want to tell you what I did. I went back and I looked at some of the past programs. And I tried to say, if you were someone who either was related to someone who had bouts of hysteria, by hysteria I mean screaming, shouting fits, or crying, or very upset, or threats, or yelling. And if you're either related to somebody like that, or you are somebody like that. If you are somebody who shouts and screams and gets angry at people and has this, you got to understand it, because there are three ways on three programs that I did in the past, we focused on it. And I want to tell you about the three programs. One was called Dealing with Hysteria. Yep. Hysteria. I use the word hysteria because I think the word hysteric is an unfair word. They kind of used it because they meant, at one point it meant women. Hyster means women in effect. But hysteria, men have hysterical reactions, women have hysterical reactions. But when somebody is hysterical, what do you do? Do you talk to them? Do you say, let's talk about what your issue is? Remember, 22 minutes is going to calm anybody down. Can you talk for 22 minutes and stay out of trouble, knowing that whatever you're talking about doesn't have any meaning, they're just going to be better in 22 minutes? Is that the idea? Or do you deal with the content? Is there any validity to the content? Well, yes, there is, because people focus on certain contents, and they will pick on certain things because it is sitting somewhere in their latent mind. So you can't invalidate all of this stuff. So understanding it is not easy. Just because a person feels intensely doesn't mean they're crazy. It doesn't mean that what they're talking about is not real. So what we want to do, my friends, so there was one program we did on dealing with hysteria. Another program I did was called nagging and being nagged. It's a very funny thing. Over-emotionality very often turns into a desperate quest for your mate to change and be different. Now, I can think of a man who, you know, has a mate and he or she is sloppy and he's a neatnik. So he's always saying things about straighten up, get that straight, pick that up, do that, clean up here, clean up there. And he's always doing that. And it gets to a point where he's always on their case. You know, you're looking a little heavy. And when that man does that, something is going on very big. And it rarely has to do with just pure emotion. Nagging and being nagged is a fascinating study of what happens when people try to get each other to change, or it looks like people are getting each other to change. So that's another program. And the third one was dealing with emotional blackmail. There's at one point a person's intense emotion will be so strong that you'll give them anything they want. And you know, it's like I have images of people who are like policemen when they're breaking down a door and they point the gun and they scream at you, get on that floor, and they put this intense rage out at you meant to humble you. And the rage itself works just as well as the gun, you know, because they're using the intense emotion to intimidate you. Well, emotional blackmail is people who use emotions to get what they want and threaten to either abandon or they threaten something else. So those three programs now, nagging and being nagged, dealing with hysteria, and emotional blackmail, I put them together in one package called Intense Emotions, and we at WBAI are offering that package today. That package is being offered to you for $75. So if you make a $75 donation to WBAI, which is what we're hoping you will do, you can get these three CDs, which we will send you directly from my office. So they'll be out to you within 2 weeks. You'll have them in your doors. 212-209-2900. 2950. 212-209-2950, my friends. If you go to the phones right now and start making some calls, this is what you'll get. Now, here's the other thing I'm offering you today. $175, not $150 anymore, because I promised it was a one-time offer. You can get a one-time consultation with me personally, and let me tell you, I have met so many people who took advantage of it the last time. So I have a limited number of offerings that I'm making. I'm only going to be on the air twice during this fund drive. And I'm offering it now, and I'm offering it at the end of the month. So here it is, 212-209-2950. For $175, come and meet with me. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. $75, go to the phones, my friends. Go do it. Let's just get this started. I'd like to see the first person to make that phone ring. We're going to be in there. 212-209-2950. Let me turn you over to Jana for a minute. Jana, let's see what we're doing here.
Thanks, Omar. 212-209-2950 is the number that we're asking you to call today to support WBAI and support the program, The Positive Mind with Armand DeMille, which is brought to you Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 1 to 2 p.m. And that number, again, is 212-209-2950. And we would like you to make a donation to show your support for Armand. We rely on your generosity, and we appreciate any amount that you can give today. If you make a donation of $75, like Armand said, you can get these three CDs on intense emotions. And I'd like to just say, when Armand did the program Emotional Blackmail, our phones were ringing off the hook at the end of that show with people who wanted to purchase that show. And this is before we were streaming on the web on thepositivemind.com. That number, again, is 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950, my friends. If you would, three CDs on emotional intensity, intense emotions, 212-209-2950. And remember, for $175, sounds like a lot of money, you will meet with me personally. That's about, it's a big discount to what I would normally charge people because, you know, I think we overcharge in general, but it takes a lot of stuff to have a person walk in here, evaluate, meet with my staff, meet with me. And we got to make up for all these free ones we give because we give away hundreds of free consultations to WBAI. So when I meet with people who call who are not part of WBAI, I charge them practically twice the price. because somehow we got to pay our rent. But this $175 that you donate right now goes straight to the station, and you could, after you make this call and you make the donation to the station, you could call my office and we'll set you up on an appointment right away. And you'll meet with me, 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950, my friends. Make your calls right now. Remember, three CDs give you... What did they give you? Three CDs on emotional blackmail. One is nagging and being nagged. And the other one is on emotional... on dealing with hysteria. $75. And as I said, $175. Come and meet with me. I want to see you. And I love looking at your beautiful faces. That arouse your emotions. It does mine, boy. I don't know where jazz would be if it didn't have any emotions in it. What would it be like? In fact, I don't know, Bernie, can you imagine any music without an emotional content? Is there such a thing?
I don't think so.
I mean, is there something that just is purely intellectual, like Kandinsky or something? You know, is there, or is he the painter?
Possibly to some people, but I think the appeal of music is that it gives you that immediate gut feeling.
The feeling, right, like this. Oh, my friends, 212-209-2950. For a $75 donation, you still get these three CDs on intense emotion. I got people standing by there at the studio. And for $175, a one-time meeting with me, because it's fun. Now, you may want to meet with me to talk about your emotions. You may want to talk about your family. You may want to talk about your relationship. You could bring your husband, bring your wife, sell your children. I know a lot of people who would like to do that. Send your children over here and let me take a look. I've got 50 years experience. No. I don't have 50. Yeah, I have just about 50 years experience. Jesus. Wow. I have a lot of years experience in psychology, but doing psychotherapy since, I think, 1968. And just understanding people, which you know I do. And I see things that people don't see because I've been around a long time and I have good instincts. 212-209-2950. Put yourself under my scrutiny. It will be a tender invasion. You will like it. 212-209-2950. Nobody ever walks out of here and says, boy, that was a waste of time. Or if they did, they're at least polite enough not to call me and tell me. 212-209-2950. A $175 donation to the station. Limited number today because I'm running out of time. 212-209-2950. $75 gets you the three CDs, intense CDs, on intense emotions.
Yeah, these are really terrific offers that you're making today, Armand. The three CDs on intense emotions, emotional blackmail, dealing with hysteria, and nagging and being nagged for just a $75 donation. So call in, 212-209-2950. And for $175, you get to meet with the master himself. A one-time consultation with Armand DeMille. So again, let's hear from you, 212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. Here we're going to turn a couple of more minutes, and we're going right back to our programming. We've got some talking about the functions of emotions is going to be great. A little Clifford Brown in the background, but the beautiful voice of Jonna. Oh, Jonna.
Thanks, Armand. Please support community radio station WBAI and shows like The Positive Mind. We cannot do this without you, so we're asking you right now to pick up the phone and dial 212-209-2950. If you make a donation of $175, you could get a consultation with Armand DeMille. Come up to the DeMille Center and meet with him for a one-time consultation. He will explore any issues you would like to explore. If you feel like you're going through changes, perhaps, and you can relate to what he's talking about today about intense emotions, we all go through changes in our lives where we go through difficult times, and perhaps that's you can relate to that. He can help you, like Armand says, take out your demons and just dance with them on the table, and he is not afraid to explore any issues you want to explore. So please take advantage of this and show your support for this fantastic show, The Positive Mind. Again, that number is 212-209-2950. We cannot do this without you, so we are asking you to show your support. We appreciate anything you can give today. And for $75, if you make a donation of $75 to WBAI, you get these three CDs that Armand put together himself. These are three CDs that he thinks are some of the best work that he's done. One of them is called Emotional Blackmail. One of them is Dealing with Hysteria. If you feel like you do get hysterical, it's almost like you've checked out when you're hysterical. You're checked out. He can help you to focus on your energy. Just focus a little bit. Focus on your energy instead of being hysterical. Work with that energy. Nagging and being nagged. Are you trying to get someone to change, or are you family situation? I know sometimes if you have children, you're trying to get them to change. It's very difficult. 212-209-2950. That's the number that you call today to support The Positive Mind. We're asking you from 1 to 3 o'clock today to please support us. We need your help to keep this amazing radio station going and this fantastic show on the air. 212-209-2950.
Got you, Peter Boshin. I know Peter Boshin is standing by because he does one of the best music shows in the world, but he's got a competitor. Okay, this is Armand DeMille with you. That's Joy Spring, by the way, from Clifford Brown. One thing I could tell you as a musician, and I guess Bernie, you're a pianist as well, and Johnny, you're a cellist. We got all this music right here. Try to imagine playing music without a feeling. You know, when you play it technically, like you're just trying to play, and you play the technical part, and you play the technical part, and then I remember I was terrified as a kid. I would be sitting in with jazz guys, and I'd have all these guys coming over, and all I was doing was trying to keep my 4-4 beat, and when I was terrified, there was nothing but fear running me, and I couldn't do anything. When I was free, when my heart was free and I was playing, I felt like I was fantastic. 212-209-2950, my friends. We're going to be continuing with you in just about 30 seconds. Last chance, make that call. 212-209-2950. Thank you very much, Clifford Brown, wherever you are in this world. It's one thing to accept that emotions color our lives. As we've seen, there's a lot of contention about what emotions are. And it's difficult to identify the functions of emotions. As with the original definition, some researchers seem to focus on the physical, that's what the emotions are, a manifestation of hormonal imbalances and so on and so forth, and how they appear. If you're crying, that's one thing. If you're angry and rageful, that's another emotion. Emotions seem to serve a number of functions. Peter, if you would you dial down the phones for a little while? But thank you, all you callers, for calling in. they seem to serve a number of functions. What are the functions of emotions? What do they do? Why were they built in here? Number one, arousal. Emotions arouse us to move and take action. It's pretty hard to get aroused without an emotion. What kind of arousal is that, you know, without a feeling behind it? It activates the autonomic nervous system, which increases heart rate. It gets other things going in your body. You need to have your blood pumping in order to feel a real emotion. Motivation. Some people argue that emotions provide the impetus to direct and sustain behavior. Even being frozen while being attacked. Being frozen with fear makes the attacker less likely to attack you, but it is still an emotion. Even the freeze is an emotion. Then there are adaptive functions. Some people argue that emotional responses provide us with adaptive functions that assist us in coping with particular situations. Another is that it adds color to our lives, and that's what you were saying, Bernie. This may not be all that scientific, but it does take in the fact that expression of emotions through art, poetry, and literature provides us, which much of that underpins the sense of being human. What would we do without it? And there are a lot of people I know who object to the emotions of their mates. So how would you like to have an emotionless mate? No emotions, no feelings. Just kind of bland, which includes no intensity, includes no arousal, includes just fact-finding, you know? A factual mate. I know a lot of people who have gone through that. When they go through hormonal changes, they kind of lose their connection. There's a thing about connecting. We have a hormone called oxytocin, and we learn that if you feel connected to your mate, you behave a certain way. You touch them, when you look at them, you greet them with a big hello, you kiss them hello, you say hi honey, you feel hi honey. When you cut off from your emotions, you forget to do that. All you do is see them, yeah, hi. They're like roommates. If you have a mate who has no emotional connection to you, you have to ask the question. Is there something wrong with them physically? Are they going through menopause? Are they going through some kind of a detachment? Is he having an affair? You know, you have to ask a question, because if there is no expression of emotion between a couple, then there's something, a mishap of some kind. So a lot of people go by, and they go by from day to day without ever expressing an emotion towards each other. They're kind of like, good morning, yeah, all right, hi, see you. What time are you coming home? All right. I'll see you then. I may be asleep when you get home. And that's it. That's the way it becomes. And coincidentally, it makes you get fat. You know, it's just like it's something about it. Something about it that just says, you know, life has kind of lost its spark. It's not supposed to be that way, I think. Or maybe it is. I don't want to lose mine. Emotions not only help us express our color our lives, but they help us regulate social interactions. Identifying the emotions that others are feeling through their facial expressions and body language and tone of voice enables us to work out how to respond. It gives us... Words are so difficult to express. Words are just words. People are talking to you, but you look at their expression, you look at their face, you look at what they're, and you see what goes behind it. I remember one of the great candidates, a vice presidential candidate who was looking to run for office, and he was as flat as you could get when he got up there and he tried to present his stuff, and he had some very important stuff to say. He just had no emotions. So they gave him emotional training. Now, this was interesting because now he started using hand gestures and facial expressions because he was trained in it. You know what I'm talking about, right? And it was kind of amazing to see. It was almost like he was a robot. It was like he was now a politician moving his hands and making facial expressions, because really he was kind of asleep most of the time.
Yes, well, it's very hard to fake emotions. I mean, you can sense it right away. From some of the things that you mentioned, we read body language. There have been books written about that. We could read facial expressions. So there's many cues that we use, or Malcolm Gladwell will say that we make very quick decisions in a blink. You know, you wrote a whole book about that. And I think our emotional readings of people are blinks.
Blinks is right. And, you know, babies and dogs, they read emotions real quick. They read people real quick, and they could be wrong. They could be absolutely wrong in what they see. So, for example, if you saw somebody who had some kind of a physical challenge who may walk funny, a dog may get angry at them because they're walking funny. A child may get scared by them because they look funny. It doesn't mean the child is reading is sensitive to the reality of anything. It is just we react. We react to the unusual. We react to what we don't know. So we've had so much. What will emotions do for us becomes a question. What's the function? It's one thing to accept that emotions color our lives, but maybe there's more to it. I mean, I want to know more about it, and I want to learn about myself, but I want you to learn about yourself. And what I wanted to propose to you today is a way for you to explore your own intense emotions, and I am going to propose to you a four-step process. A four-step process that you could use to explore your own emotional thing. Now, this is what I, as a psychotherapist, would do with many clients, and many of the people who work here with me would do with clients. So I'm going to be teaching that to you in a few minutes. I am going to be bringing you exactly what it is you could do to explore your own intense emotions and how to access them, even if you think you're dead, because there's something about what happens to people when they get depressed. They feel dead. They feel numb. It's something about people who go older, too, as they grow older. As you grow older, you know, it's not just menopause. You start numbing out. You start going number and number and number, and you get to a point where you just can't feel anything. You may want to keep that excitement alive. You know, it's kind of a beautiful thing. So I'm going to teach you today how to increase your emotional awareness, how to ride emotional waves, how to create an emotional wave, and to see what that does for you as soon as we get back. But in the meantime, remember, we are here for a purpose. And the purpose we're here for, Jonna will tell you about right now. Jonna, what do we got?
Thanks, Armand. 212-209-2950 is the number we are still asking you to call. We will be with you today until 3 o'clock, 212-209-2950. If you make a donation to WBAI today for $175, you could come up to the DeMille Center and meet with Armand for a one-time consultation. This is an invaluable experience. It is guaranteed to change you in some kind of way. You will walk out of the office differently than how you walked in.
So. Hey, Jonna. Whoa. I thank you for being such an... She's irrationally exuberant. Yeah, Jonna worked here at the front desk for a number of years, and she used to see the people come in and she'd see the people go out. It was quite a difference.
Well, you do learn about yourself. I mean, you don't walk in and walk out. You learn about yourself. Well, Armand will give you something. You take something away with you when you leave a meeting with Armand.
Yeah, you know what I love about your exuberance? I love it. I love it because you believe in it. You know, you believe in what we do. And I believe in what we do. And what we do is give you a chance not to be judged, but to get some feedback about what's going on in your life. And that's what the one-time consultation is. So it's a one-time meeting with me for a $175 donation to WBAI. We're offering a certain number, 212. Let's get the phones back up. 212-209-2950. Just for a couple of minutes, I'm going to keep my begging going, as we three will be begging you for the next hour and a half while we present you with more valuable information. But here's what you get. For $75, you get three CDs, and the three CDs are all about emotional intensity. You're going to learn about emotional intensity. Now, these CDs, to be honest with you, are previous programs that I've done, that I've hand-selected. They may even have callers on them, but it's very interesting stuff. and I consider these some of the best work that I've ever done, nagging and being nagged. This is one that I love so much that if you have somebody who nags you, you could throw it at them. You know, they sail right across the room beautifully because it's a little discus, you know. So that's one, and the other one is emotional blackmail. And the third one is about emotional hysteria and people dealing with hysteria. 212-$75 donation gets you those three CDs. $175 donation gets you the one-time meeting with me. But more important than all of that, my friends, more than what you get, this is the time. Here we are in the Obama nation. Here is the time when we are keeping a radio station alive, where people who are working there are working on a skeleton staff. They have no raises coming in. They've had cuts in salaries. You have these incredibly beautiful people at WBAI who keep this station alive, keep the information flowing, and they are more responsible for the suppression of Bush and the election of Obama than almost anybody I know, because they kept him in check. I mean, even though every time there was this one of these missteps that over our last 8 years, WBAI was screaming. 212-209-2950, my friends.
Yes, and of course, on WBAI, you hear voices and programs that you can't hear anyplace else. And let me pose this question. How much would you be willing to pay to meet with some of the greats of history or some of your favorite people in the world? Now, many of you have been listening to The Positive Mind and to Armand for years. Some of you are recent listeners. But why are you listening? Because you're getting something out of it, because it's being helpful to you. And now, here you have an opportunity for a mere donation of $175 to have a consultation with Armand, or just to hang out with him, whatever your wish is for that time. So why don't you give us a ring right now, 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950 for a $175 contribution, a donation to WBAI to keep the Positive Mind and other programs on the air, and you will have a one-time consultation with Armand DeMille.
A good thing. It's almost embarrassing to hear people talk about it so well, but you know, it is a good thing. And of course, you know, the money goes straight to WBAI. We get nothing out of it. It's such a beautiful thing working for WBAI. It is such a beautiful thing. A few more minutes, friends, we're going to go to you about how you can get in touch with your own emotions, how you can get in touch with them, how you could get into your own feelings, you know. And we just need your help. I just need your help. Now you're about to hear, this is the ringtone on my telephone. Download it, my friends. It's beautiful. It's called Blues Walk by Lou Donaldson. And it is when every time my phone rings, that's what you hear. It's a great thing because I knew all the guys who made this piece. Just keep you alive. Donation to the station is not just about what you get from the station, but it's about what you give to yourself. It is a tough time out there, my friends. $25 donation, anything you give to the station, 212-209-2950, is you're giving a gift to yourself. Because what Bernie says is true. How much would you pay to meet with somebody? But what would you pay for an education like this? You know, what would you do without some of the news that you hear on WBAI? You know, and some of the beautiful people on BAI who have given so much for so many years. What would you do without them, you know? I mean, it's like, without this station, where would you be? You'd be listening to Fox News and variations thereof. 212-209-2950. It is the most beautiful station in the world, doing the very best stuff. And I put us up against everybody out there. Because one after another, I'm watching all the stations start taking commercials and taking sponsors. Not WBAI. We are pure listener-supported. It's up to you. 212-209-2950. Join me in supporting this station. 212-209-2950. So let's talk about this. Increasing emotional awareness. Let's ask a question. How did you learn to ride a bike? Right? Now, people with training wheels that helped you overcome your fear of falling, they helped you develop trust in your natural sense of balance, they helped you experience the joy of a new way of moving in the world. It's like somebody guided you to help you ride that bike, most likely. In order to ride your emotions, you need help. You can't do it just by yourself, but you could try. So I'm going to teach you the ways. Now, there are four stages to this. Number one, setting the stage. The second is reconnecting with strong feelings in moderation. Part three is going deeper. And part four is seamlessly switching back to the world around you. But here's the way we do it. Set one, setting the stage. Choose an appropriate time and ensure that the exercise will end promptly. Select a time that is not near your bedtime. This exercise can be very relaxing, but you want to do it when you don't fall asleep. A lot of people try to do things, and when they meditate, boom, they just go off to sleep. So do it when you're awake. Set a timer. After you have done the exercise for 22 minutes, strangely enough, stop and go back to your normal activities. Take special notice of the feelings of distress, such as the exercise can be nipped in the bud, leaving you with feelings of increased energy, productivity, and self-confidence. A very valuable 22 minutes. Now, here's how you set the stage. You find a quiet room, a private area that meets your sensory needs. Make sure that your surroundings are completely safe and comfortable. Don't do it in the open, in a park, because you never know how safe you are when you, if you were to leave your mind or something behind. Shut off your cell phone, lock your door, hang a do not disturb sign if necessary. Tell your kids, don't knock now, don't come in now, I need this time. Find a comfortable chair that supports your back or lie down. If you're sure you won't fall asleep, find a comfortable place, but be careful not to put yourself in a position that knocks you out. Furnish the space with some keys to calmness. There are sensory input items that you've determined work for you to diffuse stress. They may be things that soothe or energize you. It might be photographs of people you love, posters of beautiful scenes, candles that you like, or even scented candles. A dish of fruit, salty or crunchy snack, recordings of natural sounds or music. Your key to calmness can also include movements such as walking around the room, because you could do things feel when you do that. Set up a CD player or other means to play music if you wish. Music often evokes emotions. Take off your shoes and loosen your clothing. Stretch out and relax for a bit in that comfort of the setting. Close your eyes. Close your eyes if you're comfortable doing so. You know, there are some people who can't close their eyes while they're awake. Don't smoke, drink alcohol, or eat during the exercise. And in general, the less reliant you are on drugs, the easier it will be to focus, because most of these medications block emotional centers in the brain to some degree. So a lot of people taking medications find that they can't feel very much. A lot of people talk about feeling like a zombie. Okay, now we want to reconnect with the strong emotion. Take the time to experience the muscular sensations and gut feelings that emotions arouse in your body. Try this trick. Tense, tighten, and then release each body part. working your way in and out from your toes to your head and back down. Travel from the muscles in your toes all the way up to your neck and face, tense, tighten, and release. And watch what that relieves, watch what that sends out, and clear your mind of all thoughts. Get rid of all your ruminations. Now choose an emotional trigger once you've done that for a while. So now you're in a kind of a calm, safe setting. Now you want to challenge it. And to challenge it means to bring up something you're afraid to think about. You know, there are a lot of people who are afraid to think about things. The screech of a car that maybe have killed your dog when you were a kid, or the sound of a baby crying, or a memory that you might have had of being beaten as a child, or something like that. There's a memory in there, there's a feeling in there, there's a thought in there that disturbs you. There's something you could recall that was a hurt or mildly irritating experience. Recall that memory. Don't be afraid of it. Keep yourself open. Let the memory come in. Choose an emotional trigger. Now slowly scan your entire body to find out where that feeling is most intense. Is this feeling focused mostly in my chest, in my stomach, in my shoulders, or maybe somewhere else? That's the question you ask yourself. Focus all of your attention on this one area and direct your breath to its core. So if you feel fear, ask yourself, where am I feeling that fear? If you feel it in the back of your neck, hold on to the feeling, but also direct all of your attention to the back of your neck. Now focus your breathing on that. And direct breathe to as if you were breathing to the core, if you're breathing into your neck. So you have this memory, and this memory disturbs you, and you find a location for it, and then you focus your attention on this, and you breathe deeply into it. And while you breathe deeply, let yourself unfold. Just unfold. If you become uncomfortable, don't shift your position, because what happens to people at this point is they say, oh, I have an itch on my arm. Something tries to distract you from it. Try to use a key that will keep you there and keep you in the feeling. And try to go through it. Just go through it, my friends. Instead of running away from the feeling, go through the feeling. And this is what therapists are great for. A therapist is wonderful because you could do this with a therapist. This is what I used to do when I went to therapy. I would say I had this image or I had this memory and it was terrifying. I want you to sit there. And I would say that to my therapist. Just sit there while I go through it. And he would sit there and I would go through some of these horrendous memories that I could remember or fears that I would have. And just having somebody around was great. So that's wonderful, but you could really do it on your own. You could try it on your own. And as you go through it, you will find yourself uncomfortable, uncomfortable, uncomfortable. And you will feel hurt. And then you will feel relaxed. This is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. We're trying to express to you some of the feelings that you have as a process. Your keys to calmness. Let's review this again. Just stay with me. In fact, stay with me a minute longer. I would like you to hang in here while you consider what I said. I'll be right back with you.
Hey, Armand.
Yeah, I'll call you.
You gonna call me?
It, my friends, couldn't resist it. We talk about emotions, and you're considering emotions. Imagine if you were just laying around, and you put that on and listen to that, and then let your body open and let the feelings in. You know, sometimes memories come flooding in. Every emotion we ever experienced, we experienced many times before. Every time you ever felt fear, you felt it right as an infant. Every anger you ever felt, you felt as an infant. Everything you've ever felt, you felt a long time ago. One of the things about opening yourself to emotions that you may not open yourself up to is it tends to open the memories of other times you felt it. So, for example, if you were saying, oh, I feel sad because I lost my job, and then you sit down and you open yourself up to that sadness, it may bring back the sadness from the time you were humiliated by the kids at school. And then go even further back than that to the times you felt disconnected from your parents, and for different reasons. So the exercise of connecting with your own intense emotional self is a valuable, valuable experience. Even if the emotions are based on some chemical process going through your body, the discovery of the emotions and writing the emotions into wisdom is really a fabulous. What could you do? Fabulous idea. 212-209-2950. This is Armand DeMiller with you with The Positive Mind. Now, this part, the next part that I'm going to describe to you, is going to be how you take this even further. We're dealing with intense emotions. If you just tuned in, this is WBAI at 99.5 FM, and it is Armand DeMiller with you with The Positive Mind, making you a beg. I beg you, over the rainbow, my friends. By the way, that was Paul Gonsalves, G-O-N-S-A-L-V-E-S, little known tenor saxophone player, but this one pristine, beautiful piece he did called Over the Rainbow, Paul Gonsalves. So now I want to ask you, before I go to step two of how to explore your own intense emotions, We need to get these phones ringing again. 212-209-2950. Take a seat with me. Sit with me, and I will guide you through the intense emotions. Bernie, you used to do this for a living with me, remember?
Oh, yes.
When we did
yes.
it at the very, very most intense, we were doing a thing called primal therapy.
That's right.
And how would we work? What would we do to get people to move through that spectrum of feelings?
Well, ultimately, it really is not difficult because those feelings are right there. So it's just a matter of directing people to get into the relaxed state that you talked about, to open themselves up, and to reach back, and you will find that they're right there. People have thought that it's difficult to do that because we've been trained to think that these emotions are buried and they're very distant, and they're not. But I would add one other thing. It's great to go through these emotions, and it's very important to relive these emotions because these things really happened, and these are the emotions that you use to define yourself. But there's another step. I mean, after you do that at some point, then we have to
go to the other step, which we must do.
Yes, okay.
So this is, at the moment, what we're saying is you're taking this thing and you're going through it. Bernie, the part I was asking you about was, do you remember people having memories going backwards as they would go through the intense emotions? Do you remember people reliving their childhood?
Oh, yes, and some people.
Wasn't that exciting?
I mean, way back to the very beginning. Sometimes we even question whether those were authentic memories or not, but they certainly seem to be.
People did have recall of certain things. Some people said they recall their birth, you're talking
yes.
about. Right? But before that, you know, people would recall things. They would check with their parents, and the parents would say, yeah, that happened.
That's true.
You know, and a lot of phobias and a lot of fears go all the way back. And sometimes the only way to retrieve them is through this process of learning about your emotions. So, my friends, what you're going to do is take step two, if possible. And here's what you do. You allow the feelings to take root. Once you identify these feelings, you scan your body for physical sensations. So, but you keep emotionally engaged. Emotionally engaged, identify not what you think, but what you feel in your body. If it doesn't have a body sensation, it doesn't count. If you say, I am frightened, you will feel it in your bodies, you'll feel it in your shoulders, you'll feel it in your stomach, you'll feel it in your hands, you'll perspire. If you feel anger or sadness, you'll feel it. And if you just say something, I feel rejected, well, you can't. That's not a feeling. That's something that somebody did to you that resulted in a feeling that you may feel, which is like sad. So anything with an ED ending is generally not a feeling. It's something that happened to you, but the result of it is a feeling, and you want to be able to identify the feeling. Now, follow the new feeling as long as it proves more intense than the last. If the feeling that you have begins to diminish because you felt it, take another path. Try to bring it to become more intense, because here's the experience you're looking for. You want to build it up to its greatest intensity. If you're not experiencing much feeling of any sort, focus on just that. What is it like to feel nothing? Many people I see during a consultation that I may do with them, I'll take them through a little experience, and they'll say, I feel nothing. Well, I find that fabulous. I say, feel nothing. See what it's like to feel nothing. Describe nothing to me. And they'll talk about, I feel a numbness in my toes. I'll say, well, that's not nothing, that's a numbness. And I'll ask them to describe the nothing feeling. And if a person really experiences a nothing feeling, they get close to a feeling of almost annihilatory disintegration. It's a remarkable experience, and it becomes more intense than anything we know as an emotion.
Yes, that feeling of nothingness is often very frightening. And sometimes it's a way of being a springboard for people to get back into their emotions, really, because it's so frightening. And they say, oh, that's not me. I'm lost. I'm annihilated. I don't exist. And they go back to grabbing onto those emotions to recapture that feeling of who they think they are.
Yeah, beautifully said, Bernie. Dr. Bernie Starr, who has done this for years. Now, Bernie also, One of the things that you know and I know is that the feeling of annihilation, this feeling of kind of death, when it gets more and more intense, you really feel like you're dying. And that level of death, and here's something that somebody, a wise man, once said to me. He said, unless you feel death, there is no change. He said that you have to feel like there's a death process, and you got to feel like you're almost frightened to death. And then the change takes place.
Yes, because rebirth requires death.
And so therefore, going through this becomes the perfect access, and the intense emotions becomes the best access to annihilatory feelings which we're looking for. And once we get there, my friends, once we get into this intense feeling, and I'm not saying you should go out in the streets and feel it. You know, grab a pro to do it with. We have a couple around here. Or do it by yourself if you feel safe with yourself, or do it with somebody. Grab your partner and say, just watch me go through this. But they can't say a word to you. They can't do anything. They could just be there for you. You will find that if you go through the most intense emotions, you wind up somewhere at the death layer, and you wind up eventually bouncing through that to a real sense of connectedness with the universe. Now, this sounds incredible, and what I know a lot of people do is they start feeling things, and they right away they go to, you know, meditation, and they go to the universe. But you have to go through the deep layer of pain in order to get there, to make it a real change in your personality.
Yes, and then the question comes up, once you're in the eye of the storm, into that vortex, how do you get beyond it?
Once you're in it, how do you get beyond it? And I say the way you get beyond it is to experience it completely. Because I know after 22 minutes, Bernie, it opens the door. The vortex is like a tornado.
Yes, and people do get beyond it. And the question is how. And I think there's two ways of looking at this. The traditional way of looking at it is to say, get into these emotions, get into who you are, or the buried feelings, even in the buried emotions. And we do that to find out, from the traditional point of view, who we are, because these things really happen and that's who we are. Another view says, get into these feelings, experience them, go through them with the goal of finding out who you are not. And that's a very important distinction.
Agreed. Beautiful. 212-209-2950. You're hearing phones in the background because we are taking donations today. And probably somebody said, you know, listening to these two guys, I would like to take that journey into myself. And you want to do that? You want to take an emotional trip with me? I'll sit there for you. 212-209-2950. You can put a donation to WBAI. $176.
Yes, and to start that journey.
$177. You know, when the price starts going up, people jump in.
Yes.
$175 will start you on your own journey. Or just really sometimes, I need a good cry. Did you ever get that feeling, I need a good cry? Sometimes you need a good cry. And a good cry could be just going in, jumping into this and doing it. I knew people who would go through certain emotional stages, and what they would do, I knew one woman in particular, she said whenever she became premenstrual, she always felt like she needed to cry deeply, so she would go rent a movie. She would rent the most hideous movie she could find, one that would definitely, like Schindler's List or Sophie's Choice or something like that. And she'd put it on, and she'd feel the deep sadness of it and cry as she watched it, and she said it would give her a great relief. Sometimes you need to work down in that level. Tears are the sweat of the heart. Sometimes you need to reach into them, my friends. If you stopped crying, you're probably dying. 212. Ooh, did I just say that? If you stopped crying, you're probably dying. You know, this could be
a great line.
This could be a sign on the wall. 212-209-2950. Peter Beauchamp is standing by with us. What a great thing to have Peter Beauchamp doing the engineering. Peter, are you there?
I'm here, Armand.
What nice, you and I working together. What fun.
It is.
What fun. How do you like my music?
It's good.
Sneaking
nice.
Some of this stuff around, but you should hear yours. You do Saturday, what time are people going to hear it?
They can tune in 5 p.m. on Saturday afternoons, 5 till 7 for All Mixed Up.
And what are you doing this week?
I'm actually going to play some new stuff at the top, and then we're going to offer an expanded Barack Obama package and a shortcut through 2008. They can, you know, I'm going to tear it up a number of ways to try to make money for the station.
Oh, you did that original Barack Obama package that was just incredible. Beautiful engineering.
So we have a bonus disc that can float between that or 2008, which, you know, extends the program length, because we could only do like an hour on New Year's Eve. So now it's going to be, you know, 2 hours worth of memories.
Beautiful. So people should tune in at 5 o'clock.
On Saturday.
That's right. To that All Mixed Up show. Wonderful. So we have some people to thank, friends. Let's hear. Say hello to somebody.
Hello to Marlene Sanan from Pomona. She says hello to you.
Marlene, hello.
And also hello from Sonia Morales from Brooklyn. She's coming out to talk to you.
Sonia, I look forward to meeting with you.
Joanna Swersick.
Oh, Joanna. Jesus, there's an old name from the past. Joanna, if you're listening, a very talented person. Right. Is Joanna getting the CDs?
She's coming out to consult with you as well.
Joanna, it'll be my honor.
And Nicole Rosefort from Laurelton. She's also coming in for a consultation.
Looking forward to Laurelton. Needs some representation.
And Joel Burton from White Plains is coming. He's getting the two CDs and the book.
What book?
That's a book on poverty. I think it's a package from some other show.
Oh, it's a package from another show. Okay.
But I still wanted to donate to your time. Eric Goodman and Sherrod Goodman both have coming in for a consultation. Maybe it's you do that? You have two people?
Yeah, I love working with couples because, you know, couples are so interesting. Usually when couples come in, what they're doing to come in is they're having troubles. Mm-hmm. And they want to solve the problems. But the main thing they want me to do is to tell them which one of them are wrong. You know, is he wrong or is she wrong?
And you're not going to do that, are you?
Well, I wish it were that easy. Usually it's neither one of them are wrong, but they're just missing the point of where they lost their friendship. And I love reconnecting people. And sometimes, though, I tell you, sometimes people don't belong together. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people were born out of sickness and they separate out of health.
Okay, well, consultation with you, maybe we'll straighten it all out.
Try to. 212-209-2950.
I have a couple more.
Go ahead.
Another Joanna Adamaic, I think, in Clifton, New Jersey. She's
nice
coming
name.
In for
mm-hmm.
a consultation. And Barbara Poulis from Westbury, Long Island.
Well, that's great, Barbara, and thank you so much. And Joanna as well. I look forward to meeting with you. 212-209-2950. $175 donation. After you make the donation, you could directly call my office, and my staff will make appointments. So it's not going to be any bit of having to wait, because people have in the past had to wait for their premiums. And for you to know, Peter, we send the the CDs out directly from my office. So
good.
We don't have to send them down to BAI, and BAI doesn't have to reproduce them. We just do it ourselves and just send them directly to people. So within 2 weeks, you will get these three CDs.
Right. We've been working on getting the premiums into the hands of our listeners and our faithful subscribers and our
mm-hmm.
supporters. And we've done that. Barack Obama, we've had him here waiting for anybody who wants to come down and pick him up.
Much better. Now, Teresa Palmer is also helping, and she's helping with the program today. She's been helping out as a volunteer down there, as well as Marty Resnick, who's been doing some really
good
work.
Right, I've seen her name here on some of these forms.
So. Yeah, Marty Resnick and Teresa Palmer both.
They're great,
and they're taking our calls. And they know all about us, by the way. If you want to speak to anybody about what is the nature of this stuff, when you call them, they could explain stuff to you.
212-209-2950.
212-209-2950. Armand DeMille here with Dr. Bernard Starr, who has been a radio host of his own for many years. And I'm doing something with Bernie. Bernie, what are we doing? Where am I going to be? Since people aren't going to be hearing me. It's going to be on the website. They'll be able to hear the lecture that I'm giving. When is it? March 1st?
March 1st, yes. That's the Association for Spirituality and Psychotherapy. And we're having a one-day conference in which Armand DeMille will be the featured speaker. And this meeting is about solutions for the crisis that we're in, and it will deal with all aspects of fear, panic, crisis that many people are going through, and there's going to be a number of
Is he going to tell you how to get TARP money?
Well, we're hoping you're going to tell us that, Armand.
No, but I think mainly the one thing we want to say about these are people who are going to help you deal with the emotions related to it, because this is psychology and spirituality. And it's a terrific group of people that Bernie Starr is a part of. And you can look at my website, thepositivemind.com, and you'll see the flyer about the program. 212-209-2950. It's very, very, very inexpensive and a good conference to go to. And I'll be there, and it'll be the first time I've had a public address in a long time, so I'll tell jokes.
Right, and you're going to be the kickoff keynote speaker, actually.
Yeah, because I like to have fun. 212-209-2950, my friends. Remember, for $75, you get three CDs. The three CDs are called Intense Emotionality, and these include Dealing with Hysteria. It includes Emotional Blackmail, and it includes Nagging and Being Nagged. Three very valuable things that should probably be part of the Barack Obama package, especially the Nagging and Being Nagged. Because we've got to change things a different way. And one of the things that I think Obama has done is instead of intimidating people, he's been inviting people to change. And we're looking forward to that change. 212-209-2950. Make your friends. Okay, now let's go back to what we were talking about. We were talking about intense emotionality. And we were talking about how you could experience it, how you could go into it. And we were talking about what you allow yourself to do and how you do it in a chair and you let yourself breathe in, find the intense feelings, experience the feelings. You could feel nothing and you could focus on that. You could know that your intellect has taken over if you're feeling you're trying to focus or it tends to diminish rather than intensify. You know, if leave your brain out of it, dip into the feelings. Step three is hang in there. Stay with the most intense feeling for 10 to 20 minutes, or as long as you can. Oh, Peter, I think you got a mic open. Don't force the issue or push it to release. There it is. Don't force it. And don't push it to release. I mean, don't go beyond the emotion. Try to follow it, you know? Tears are part of the process. But forcing tears, anger may be part of the process, but forcing anger is one of the ways that you step out of it instead of in it. It's difficult. This is where you need somebody to be with you, but you could really do it. This is about trusting your body to tell you what it wants to feel at the moment, and you get better at it over time. Now, trembling is a very important sign because trembling is a very common physical manifestation of resistance. And what is resistance? Resistance is your mind saying, I want to stay the way I am. Leave me alone. And you saying, but I don't like you all locked up like that, because if you're locked up like that, then I can't experience joy, then I can't love the person I love, then I can't let myself take chances, I can't let myself physically enjoy myself. I don't want to stay the same. And your body says, your resistance says, but look, all I know is in the past when you opened yourself up to be vulnerable, you've been hurt. So this stupid resistance, which I say is stupid because it has only a one-track mind, it says, what once was, is, and will always be. The pain that you once had, you will have again, and you will always have that pain if you do the thing of making yourself vulnerable. So you have to challenge that. So one of the things you do as you go through this, you remind yourself that resistance, which may manifest in trembling, is an important part of the process. You just kind of breathe into the resistance, and you say to yourself, okay. Okay, I'm going that way. And if tears are there, let me make you a recommendation. Do not wipe your tears. Let the tears flow over your body. I remember a man who was a very, very heavy-set man. And he was fat his whole life. His whole life, he was just very, very big. And then one day, he was laying on a bed, and he did an experience like this. And he talked to me about how, when he was laying there one day, he allowed himself to imagine himself like a mountain. like his body was a big mountain. And at the top of the mountain was a volcano, but the volcano didn't have lava. It had boiling up tears. And he remembered the experience of letting the tears roll down the mountain through the volcano on top. And the tears were rolling over his body. From that day on, he started to shed pound after pound after pound, and he lost well over 100 pounds, naturally. And he said he did it because the tears melted away the body that he was carrying to avoid the tears. This is Armand DeMille with you. We have another step to go to, but before we go to that step, I need some calls here because our station is begging. We need you to come in. 212-209-2950. You're making donations to WBAI if you just tuned in. I'm not going to be with you for God knows how long, two more weeks. So this is one of the last opportunities you have this. And why? Because I'm busy, number one, and number two, the station has a lot of stuff to bring you. 212-209-2950, my friends, please make a donation to the station. $100 donation is a wonderful thing. $75 donation gets you three CDs, but any kind of donation. Keep this place afloat. If you have that little bit of excess right now, use it to bring it to us because we need it to, and we are you. We are like giving, you're like giving to your own family. When I do these things and I give my time to the station, I feel like I'm giving to myself. Every one of you that call in some way are saying to me, we support you all over the world. You can't imagine. I get there's a Positive Mind fan club in Bangkok. There's all over the world. There are people who listen to this show online, and they hear the beauty of having somebody accept their humanness. And they love it. And this is all because of you, my friends. If you didn't support us, if you didn't send us the donations, we couldn't do a thing. 212-209-2950. I've got to get a couple of calls in here, because if I don't get the calls in here, I just can't continue. I need to get it. We have step four coming up for you. So please, 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 please. God, send me some money. 212-209-2950.
You got
Freeman is his name, by the way, the sweet stew that you're listening to. Good music, huh, my friends? Earl Maitland is a crying beggar. Yes, he puts out his tears there just like I do, and I feel it in my heart. Actually, I feel a great joy when I think about WBAI and what's happened to WBAI and how we've survived. We went through the Bush years, and let me tell you, we were a target. We were a target. Amy Goodman, if somebody could have chopped off her head, they would have been so happy. Because she confronted these people over and over again on all the people of unfairness. I mean, she's a saint. You know what I mean? I mean, if you have to, Mother Teresa, Amy Goodman. You ever watch Amy Goodman on TV? I see her on TV in her own public. I feel humbled by her beauty and her essence and her dedication. And she's a part of WBAI, and so are you, my friends. 212-209-2950. I just love this place. So I want to give as much as I can to it, and so could all the people around me. Bernie Starr has been here with us. He's been engineering with me on Wednesdays, doing a fabulous job bringing me ideas. Stephanie Dombra, who helps on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Jana, Stephanie Roth, who's out there at the front desk, who's one of our better therapists here, who also runs everything around here. Jana and just good gang of people. 212-209-2950. A couple of more calls, my friend. $75, and I'm going to the step four of emotional freedom. $75 gets you three CDs on intense emotionality. Good to have. Good to have. You might send them to your kids. 212-209-2950. But here's an idea, my friends. You want to give a Valentine's gift to somebody who loves listening to our program? Make a donation and tell that person, or make up a certificate and tell them you're giving them an appointment to be with me. What a nice gift. What a nice guy, giving somebody a ticket to go to a concert, you know? Hey, you know, you like that guy. I mean, I wish I could do that. There's a couple of people who I really admire on the radio, and I wish they offered consultations, and then I wish somebody would say, here, you want to go see Jonathan Schwartz? You know, Jonathan Schwartz, who does the jazz show. I thought, oh, man, that'd be good. Imagine if I could go sit with him and talk about jazz for a while. That would be nice. But he doesn't open himself up to the public as much. 212-209-2950. Right here, you can meet with me and be happy to see you. 212-209-2950. Just a couple of more calls. $175 donation, you get to meet with me. And for a $75 donation, you get the three CDs or anything beyond that. Here they come. Here are my friends. We have just a few more minutes. There's another one. That's three people. Oh, it's keeping the phones alive. It makes me feel so good because we're all part of the same family. You know, if you look at my website, thepositivemind.com, there is a picture somewhere in there. There's a beautiful photograph of people who listen to WBAI. Great photograph. Great photograph that they had sent in. People who had sent it to me. We did a collage. It's really nice. 212-209-2950. Just a couple of more calls, my friends, and I'm going right back to what we were doing. 212-209-2950. That's a teaser on Lover Man by Sonny Stitt, which I'm going to be bringing to you later at the end of our show. Another spectacular piece. Hey, friends, make your calls if you would. By the way, let's go to step four here. Step four, okay? Now, we're talking about how to access intense emotions. Remember this. If you're laying there and you're trying to feel this stuff and you say, I want to feel it. I want to take it on. What am I afraid of? You know, it's like fasting. Have you ever fasted? Sometimes fasting and doing absolutely nothing but water is a terrific idea because it does funny things to your brain. It eliminates all the toxins and your mind gets funny. And you get a chance to see things about yourself that you wouldn't imagine. So what happens on the third day is the body reads your starvation and it starts sending out all kinds of reasons why you should stop. And it's beautiful. If you watch it, you could probably write a book. It tells you you're going to pass out. It tells you your breath is bad. It tells you so many things that you have to get from the third to the fourth day. On the fourth day, there's a wonderful, extraordinary high feeling that happens as you get over that third day. But that third day message is such a learning tool for who you are and how you defend yourself. So let's go back to this attempt to try to feel your intense feelings. Again, you know, if you become uncomfortable, don't feed the discomfort by saying, oh, my shoulder's stiff, therefore I have to move. You want to try to settle into even the discomfort. And then, step four, you finish up strong by seamlessly returning to the world around you. The final aspect of the exercise is necessary for closing it on the right note. Because then it'll empower you and it'll give you a greater sense of mastery and control with your emotions. When the timer goes off, get up, open your eyes wide, and stretch. stamp your feet, walk around, and wash your face if you've shed tears. If you've been crying hard, you might be tempted to keep on releasing emotional energy beyond the allotted time. Don't do it. Shut it off. Because if you made a deal with yourself to open it up for a short period of time, you have to prove to yourself that you could do that. Redirect the focus and go back to your life in the world. You've plunged into your feelings so that you can reemerge, not remain. Now, that's what you were saying before, Bernie, about what happens, how the value of the emotion is to visit it, but not stay there.
Yes, that's a very, very important point. Because if you stay there, you're going to leave the session, and it's still there. So you're going to have to come back again and again and again to relive that. And it's painful. At some point, you want to be able to drop it. And that's where I think your next step comes in.
Well, you see, there's the point. Once you drop it and once you say, okay, I've had that feeling, now I'm going to move on, people say, how do you do it? You can't shut off feelings. It's not true. You do shut off feelings. You know, and if you were suddenly somewhere, let's say you were crying intensely, and there was a fire, you'd suddenly see yourself switch that feeling immediately.
Yes, and I believe that at some point in that process, you come to the realization that there's two entities there, that it's you who are, just listen to the language as we even talk about it, that I am following my emotions. I am going into these experiences. So there's the I that is aware of this, is looking at it, that's wise, and it's this other thing, this object that you're looking at. And at some point, something happens, something clicks, and you suddenly realize that those are really two separate things, that those emotions are not really you. There are things that you are experiencing. They may be valuable. They may be useful.
Beautiful. Well, you know, here's the point. Now that you've done that, now here becomes a pretty big attitude about practically every therapy session that anybody ever has. When you have a therapy session, I believe it should be somewhat cathartic, or at least it should be relieving, or you should feel like you've done something special. If you go into a therapy session and you do nothing, yeah, it's okay. Because remember, 22 minutes raises the serotonin level. That's one thing. But real therapy evokes change. During a real therapy session, you should be able to dip into a place where you've never gone before. But once you've done that, step out. Redirect your focus and go back to your life in the world. You've plunged into a feeling and you could reemerge, not remain. You have to teach that to your body. Stop focusing exclusively on your feelings now. Redirect your thoughts towards your normal daily activity. And although your focus is shifted to the outside world, you'll retain some of the feeling awareness that you've experienced. It'll be there, but it won't own you. You are not the feeling. Allow the feeling sensations to remain with you, even though you're not focusing on them. And you'll find after a while those feelings that you were afraid of, the thoughts you were afraid of, the memories you were afraid of, you'll be able to feel again.
Yes, and when you realize that you are not those emotions, that you're experiencing them, then they no longer are a threat. Then you could experience them, you could use them when they're valuable, but they cease to control you. And that you're in charge, you're in control. And again, some of those emotions may be useful because some people try to say, well, let's transcend this, let's get rid of all of these things. No, they're a part of you. But we want to have a reversal of figure and ground. We want that you should be in charge, that you should be the main item in that ground and not the things that you're experiencing.
I knew a person who was terrified by rats as a child. She lived in a slum, and mice and rats scared the hell out of her. You know, she was really frightened. But what she did was she grew up, and she would never even allow the word mouse to be said in front of her. And she used her terror of mice to intimidate people. Now, get this. She bought a Macintosh. Right? And so it came with a little thing called a mouse. She wouldn't call it a mouse. She'd call it a mini. And then she would tell people never to use that word around her. And she had this emotional blackmail that she used with people. If you use this phrase, I'm going to get so upset. If you do this, I'm going to get so upset. Emotional blackmail is really such a thing. You know, let people get upset if they want to get upset. Why do you have to control it? If they're going to go off their gourds, let them go off their gourds. What do you think is going to happen? You like the expression gourds? That's what we used to call it, out of their minds. If they want to be so, go so far with themselves, sure, if it's somebody you love and you want them to calm down for their own sake, that's one thing. But if they're using their emotion to intimidate you and control you, you need to learn to step aside. But let's go back to the final steps of what you could do for yourself. But before we do, I'm sorry, once more, my friends, 212-209-2950. We have just about 20 minutes left, and I need you. Bernie, thank you for staying with us, by the way. Aren't you doing something tomorrow that's a big deal?
Well, I'm doing a presentation.
An impromptu, geez.
Well, kind of. It's an organization called Arts and the Elderly, and this is a celebration of older artists at the St. Peter's Church, and I'm going to be doing a conversation, an interview with Gene Cohn. Dr. Gene Cohn is one of the great authorities on creativity, and it's going to be followed by a panel discussion of some very illustrious people that are going to be then discussing what comes out of this conversation. It will include the new commissioner on aging, the president of the New York Academy of Medicine, and a few other
illustrious
people.
Is it open to the public?
Yes, it is.
So where do they go? What time?
Well, I think the exhibit actually starts around 3 o'clock or so. The conversation and the panel discussion will be at 5:30.
And where is that going to be?
St. Peter's Church.
Here in New York or
yes.
The one in Rome?
Well, gee, maybe I got my instructions wrong.
If he's up, you better get on the subway.
Better check to see if there's a plane ticket.
Sure. So yeah, great, Bernie. I hope people can get to see that. That would be a really nice thing, especially people interested in that particular field and the arts and the aging. He's such a star. 212-209-2950, by the way. So, Bernie, if you got to run off, we will carry you. Are you going to stay with me?
Yes, sure. I'm here for the duration.
Kid.
This
I
is a
it.
Very important event, and I want to be part of it because WBAI is very important, contributes very important programs and voices, you know, like The Positive Mind and Armand DeMille. And, again, for a mere $175, you can have a personal consultation with Armand. So call in, give us a ring here at 212-209-2950. That's 212-209-2950, and schedule your consultation with Armand DeMille. Or for a donation of $75, you could get the 3 CDs on intense emotions, emotional blackmail, dealing with hysteria, and nagging and being nagged.
212-209-2950, my friends. I thank you so much for all of your work today. We've had a few people standing by there, and we need as many calls as we can. We're going to go to the rest of this, what you do if you're going through this experience of trying to feel your own feelings. Once you get out of it and once you walk away from it, take stock of your energy and notice your newfound clarity. One of the things I notice is that colors feel brighter, sounds seem clearer, and just pay attention to them. Pay attention to those, not so much the emotion. And then describe this experience to someone who's a good listener. Not immediately, but within a few days, just so that you make an imprint on your brain. And what a good listener does is they listen, but they don't counter your thing. They don't say, well, did you ever think of, and maybe you should, and so on and so forth. That's not what they do. And if you're on this path, practice that exercise every day as often as you can until you can experience raw emotion without becoming overwhelmed. You know, it's beautiful to be able to really have access to your feelings without having them control you. Once you do, you become a really beautifully well-rounded person. And, you know, just another thing about intense emotions. Part of you, part of what's happening in this world is people are losing jobs and they have to kind of sharpen themselves up because the competition for jobs is much stronger. And I think it is important to use your knowledge of emotions in your sales presentation or your presentation of yourself. Because if you leave out your emotions and you're just there, Nobody wants to see you out of control, but they love to see dedication. And so you want to try to find a way to familiarize yourself with your own feelings. So when you talk about it, you talk about things with a feeling that means you have commitment, a feeling that means that you're a person who can kind of connect with people. Also, when talking with people, notice what they are feeling. Look at them. Look at their eyes. Look at their face. Look at their hands. 212-209-2950. If their hands are not dialing the phone right now to make a donation to WBAI, you ask them, hey, why aren't you calling in? Ah, there's one of our friends. 212-209-2950. Another donor. We need a couple. We need to get a bunch today because next Wednesday, I won't be here. It'll be here. It'll be 2 weeks from now when I will be with you, and you could always hear our schedule on thepositivemind.com, but we are waiting for your calls. 212-209-2950. We need to get some more donations. This is Armand DeMille talking with you about intense emotions, but offering you three CDs that will help you understand them much more. If you live with it, and you're a victim of it in somebody else or in yourself, it is a wonderful thing to hear. Dealing with hysteria is number one. Emotional blackmail is number two, and nagging and being nagged is the third one that I've chosen for this. 212, my friends, 209-2950, 212-209-2950. WBAI means a lot to you, I'm sure, and it means a lot to me. And we have pitched so much recently because we've been in trouble. I mean, not we, you know. I mean, we're always in trouble, the station, because what are you going to do, a station that doesn't take commercials, and we don't have lobbyists, and we don't have, you know, I mean, we're just a station that's trying to do good, honest work. Some of the best news reporters you can meet, some of the best music programmers you can meet, but we have them, and we're here for you. And this is the thing that you want to be able to support as best you can. You want to say, I love that show, I love that station. So every time you hear us pitch, you can say, I gave last time. That, forget about that. You could do it again. You could give a Valentine's present to someone, or you could just give a $50 donation. You don't have to ask for anything in return. 212-209-2950. Would you please? 212-209-2950. If I played you a piece of music that ripped your heart out of your body, would you make a donation? Okay, my friends, here's something for you. Lay back, sit back, unless you're driving and don't close your eyes. Listen to one little piece of jazz that I chose for you for 3 minutes. I will not interrupt you. We won't even have the phones turned up. We're going to ask Peter to turn down the phones so I can play you one pure, uninterrupted 3 minutes of perhaps my favorite jazz selection by Ben Webster. So take it in, even if you don't like jazz. Take this in. It's really a gorgeous thing. Here we go, my friends. Give yourself a chance to relax and to feel.
You got five on the line. Thank you. also got like five more names to read.
Thank you, Armand. That is a beautiful piece.
Oh, Armand, you know, you've given such depth and valuable information about how to deal with emotions. In fact, it was really kind of too much. I can hardly remember all of it, and I would like to hear you review it, go over it, and just tell us all the steps.
Okay, I'll do that, Bernie. Great. And by the way, before I do, Peter Beauchamp is standing by with a couple of more thank yous, and I don't want to miss the thank yous. Peter, you got some people I can say hello to?
Well, you can say hello to Angela Lois from Putnam Valley. She's getting the CD set.
Angela Lois, you will learn about this and give me feedback. Write me an email and tell me what you think.
From Floral Park, Kathleen Gunning is calling. I mean, a lot of people, I was told, don't want their names read on the air.
Sure, and a lot of people have that right, and I understand
completely. So you've been getting a great response back here. Ryan Murphy from Bogota, New Jersey.
Bogota?
Yeah, B-O-G-O-T-A, Bogota.
Oh, good.
Sounds like it's in Colombia, but yes.
I know.
It's here. And then you have Alberto Villarain from Edison. He's coming in for a consultation.
Look forward to meeting with you, Alberto.
And then I think I've given you them all.
Okay, and the people who would rather not have their names said, I fully understand, and I deep respect for you, and we'll cure that when I see you.
212-209-2950, coming to the last quarter hour here now. You got five people on the line.
212-209-2950. Let me review this as Bernie has asked, and then I'm just going to get back and be asking you again. But it is 212-209-2950, and I want you to remember, for a $75 donation, you get three CDs on emotional intensity. I got you all with Tenderly, didn't I? I mean, it gets me every time. Tenderly by Ben Webster from the album Soulful. 212-209-2950. You're making those calls, and I see five lines lit up, and there's probably, we have probably three people to answer the phone, so they're hustling as fast as they can. Bear with them and keep calling. So I'm going to review this. The primary thing I'm going to review is that there is an experience that people could do to help deal with their intense emotions, partially which, Bernie, is for them to not be overwhelmed by their emotions or to have them repressed. So if you're somebody who is used to repressing your emotions, number one, set the stage. Setting the stage is choosing an appropriate time and place that you will go through this experience. Make sure it's a place where you're not going to fall asleep, but you're not going to be invaded. All right, set the stage, find a quiet room, make your surroundings safe and comfortable. You know, make sure no one's going to invade. And, you know, have things around you that you like a candle or photographs or stuff like that that'll all bring you into emotions. The next thing to do is to just sit back and take a deep breath and then go back in your memory bank and see what it is that you're afraid to feel. And everybody will find it, the death of your mother. You know, the thought that your child might die. I mean, there's something. Oh, look at China's face. Look at that one. I mean, people are afraid to think about it. Go to the feelings. Challenge them. Say, okay, come on. It's not going to make you immune to the pain. But behind every one of those pains, there is some memory that goes further back and is worthy to find. Focus on the part of your body where you feel the emotion the most. Look for your part of your body where you feel the emotion, and it will be a physical part of your body, your neck, your chest, your heart, your eyes, wherever it is, and then take deep breaths in and out of that spot, but keeping your focus on the feeling so that the feeling amplifies, gets bigger and bigger and bigger, and go through it. Don't go away from it, and don't intensify it on purpose. Don't push it, but let it emerge. Stay with it for at least 20 minutes. Stay with it and just keep letting it flow if you can. And you let it flow and you just keep going through it and going through it, going through it. Now, in between, there was one step I said at the beginning. If you can't access anything, one of the good steps is to clench and release different parts of your body, your toes, your knees, because just that alone very often opens up the spigot of emotion. Then you go through it, and if one of the cautions is, you know, you set a timer for 20 minutes so that you know you're going to be doing this for about 20 minutes, you go through the feeling. If you become uncomfortable, don't feed the discomfort just simply by moving or changing anything or saying, I got to have a drink of water or what. Just go through the feeling. Don't believe and be aware of resistance. Remember, resistance wants you to stay the way you are. Don't smoke, drink alcohol, or eat during the exercise because you don't want anything to distract you, including your digestion. You know, and take off your shoes and loosen your clothing while you're doing this because you should have none of that distracting you. So these are primarily the steps, and then what happens once you go through them, after your exercise of going through feelings that you haven't allowed yourself, stand up, walk around, clear your mind. Be proud of yourself for being brave and going through it, and then integrate it into your life. Don't go around like a wreck. Say, I can feel, but it doesn't destroy me. And that's the beginning step. And then, a little later, but not immediately, tell someone about it so that you could relay the story. Write it in a journal if you can, if that's all you have accessible. And then you will continue later on to go back and revisit this, and you will do your own therapy. And then after you do your own therapy, you should pay yourself, right? Buy yourself a present. This is Armand DeMille with you at The Positive Mind. I'm looking for you to have your self as free as possible. As free as possible, because it's life without emotions is like a prison. You know, it's like you're living in a dull zone. It's like you have nothing to really live for. It's just rote. Find those feelings, you know? Find them. Unearth them. Bring them up. Have them become a part of you. Let your smile be genuine and let it just come from a deep, deep inside place of realness. So this is Armand DeMille with you with The Positive Mind. I hope you found this useful. Now what I need from you for the next 5 minutes is you know what. I need money.
Got a $500 donation. Aww, anonymous.
We just got a $500 anonymous donation.
Well, you know her. It's Ginger. Aww. Ginger Agronon, but she doesn't want her name.
We just got a $500 donation to the station, and that's a beautiful thing, and I know where that comes from. And thank you so much, my friend. Thank you.
I got a few more to read.
Okay, let me hear. Peter's got a few more names for us. Go ahead, Peter.
We have a Kevin O'Donohue from New York, New York. And he's getting a consultation. No, actually, he's getting the CD set.
Good, Kevin. Good. I know you must have somebody in your life who's driving you crazy.
Rita Rofe from Princeton, New Jersey, is getting the CD package, the intense emotional package. Colleen is from Westfield, New Jersey, is also getting that package.
Rita, all the way down there in Princeton, they hear us at WBAI, huh?
That's right, the fringe area.
They're really fringe. I love Princeton hearing us.
Allie D. is from New York, New York, and she's just getting the CDs as well. And finally, John McFadden from Denville, New Jersey. I'm not sure where that is, but thank you to all of you people.
Thank to all of you, and thank to you, Peter, and thank you, my friend, with the donation. That special extra donation, as I said, only here twice during this fund drive because got a whole bunch of things I've got to be doing, and the station's got a whole bunch of wonderful programming to bring you. So there's only two opportunities to do this. It's a $175 donation. Why that price? Because I said it wasn't going to be this inexpensive before, and it's a bargain. It's a bargain. It's a good thing. What does a consultation do? It does. You could just meet with me. I've seen so many people who say, I just want to meet you. You know, I just want to sit down and talk with you. You don't have to talk about therapy. You just say hello. Sometimes that's really just a beautiful thing to do. And I love meeting with you. What an honor. I mean, you give the money to the station, and I get a chance to meet you. I'm looking so forward to each one of you coming in and shaking my hand and giving me that smile that you give me when you walk in the door. And what I love is that we have a broadcast studio up here near my office where you're coming. So right before you walk in, my office staff usually brings you into the studio to show you the studio so you'll see where we do all this work. You know, and if you press me, if you ask me for it, I'll take each and every one of you and put you in the very chair from which I broadcast, and I'll take a photograph that you could have. Happy to do it. Happy to do it. It's my pleasure. 212-209-2950. Just got about 3 minutes. Need a couple of more calls coming in. Remember, three CDs. You get Emotional Blackmail. The three CDs on Emotional Intensity. I want to thank so much Bernie Starr for being here. And Bernie, really pushing yourself to do this. St. Peter's tomorrow at 3 o'clock?
Well, that's when it begins. And my presentation will begin, actually, at 6:45. And that's at 619 Lexington Avenue.
619 here. Lexington
right.
Avenue, which
here,
is
54th
what?
Street.
54th and Lex St. Peter's Church. What a nice local place to be. Not far from us here. We'll get up there to see Bernie. Be a nice thing. You get there at 3, but he starts at 6:15, and it's a walk-in. 212. Thanks so much, Bernie, for being with us.
My pleasure,
and your dedication.
As always, I'm on.
And to you, too, Jana. You're amazing. I love working with you.
Thank you, Armand. Glad to be here.
212-209-2950, my friends. Do keep on calling, and I will exit from you and turn it back over to Peter Beauchamp, and I'll be back with you... Oh, look on my website, thepositivemind.com, and you'll know when. And so, bye-bye for now, my friends.
Thank you, Armand. That's the number to call. $175 for a consultation with Armand. 75